This is Eiji Saramatsu, calling from Seibujin Japan head office in Tokyo. When the earthquake hit, I was in Seibujin Japan head office that is located in Tokyo. And this earthquake is the biggest one I've ever experienced in person. And it continued for 2 to 3 minutes, and all the staff went under the table to protect their body. And fortunately, when the vibration stopped, we noticed that nobody was injured. And including the staff who were outside, we confirmed that all the staff are safe. And though one window pane that is standing on the wall fell down on the floor and broken, but except that, there is no major damage to the building itself as well. Then I think we started, naturally, we started worrying about our own family or friends. And but we found that the telephone line is quite difficult. And it took time for us to sort of getting the information. But the reliable source of information is through the internet. And then we started watch the TV to see what happened. And then we are also quite shocked to see the magnitude of the damage which took place in the northern part of Japan. And we are quite concerned now about the status of the children of those affected area. And several children in close contact with Seibujin International Emergency Response Team to stand by to the need of the children when those needs are great. But frankly speaking, at this moment, we are still very not sure about the magnitude of the damage of the disaster. We will be in touch with the authority concerned, like Japanese government or Japanese Red Cross, to see what their children can offer. And we'd like to propose particularly our know-how about the setup of a child-friendly space so that the particularly the children evacuated in relief camp will have a safe space and can be protected. So this is a sort of the update that I can report to you at this moment.